I'm Lewis Van Ness, and we are distributing audio Bibles with the preferably in the native languages from South Mexico, like the Oaxaca area. There's about 120, 150 languages, and the total of Mexico is about 300. What we so often take for granted, because we have grown up with the Bible, that we know where Matthew kind of fits in, and then you got Mark, Luke, and you get John. And so, but we started to try to find the blind people. Now, if not speaking Spanish, it's very hard to communicate with a blind person, because if they can look at your eyes, they know, you know, but they can't see anything. We grow up with the Bible, and it kind of all kind of fits together. But like this blind person, see it, the books, he has heard about it and everything. But they always had trouble fitting them together. Now, she couldn't look at the picture, but it's so descriptive that the picture is in her mind. And it's such a blessing for me to hear a good news story, because she realizes now how the Bible kind of fits together, where it is going when you start. Also, we usually people start to listen to Matthew because it's the first book. And some cultures, it is important to know that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all those people, you know. But for a person that tried to make sense out of the Bible, why start there? Why didn't you start with John and the good news? And so it really helps people, the migrant workers too, is that as they first start to read the Bible and listen to it, you have to agree that when we listen to it, we most likely wouldn't get much out of it unless somebody really explains it. So for them, the good news story is up front. So they already have that picture, and then they start listening to the New Testament. Is an opening page of the whole scripture, not just focusing on Matthew or Mark or Luke, or, you know, and that kind of already overwhelms you. And so, yeah.